Thanks so much for joining us for day number two on KFFB's Open Mic. We do have Congressman French Hill with us right now. And Congressman, a lot of information yesterday about the impeachment. One thing that's kind of troubling, though, many even that you talk to in coffee shops feel like this impeachment stops the government and from you guys from moving on with progress. Is this true?
Well, it certainly changes the debate. And I think you can say that it slows down progress on getting our appropriations bills complete, funding for the year, even though President Trump agreed with House and Senate leaders the amount of funding. He agreed to that months and months ago. Secondly, it certainly delayed the completion of the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which is so important in Arkansas. Donald Trump did a great job negotiating it. Nancy Pelosi has been sitting on it in the House since late spring. And then finally, and importantly, authorization for all of our military operations, the so-called National Defense Authorization Bill, which we've done in a bipartisan way every year for 58 years, is still not complete. So I think some of the real work of Congress is bogged down as leadership is so tied up in this back and forth on impeachment.
One thing that came up that's at the Veterans Day program that we were at, they talked about you introduced a veterans bill that should help. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, I was real proud to work with a young new congressman from New Jersey, Mr. Kim, on a bill that really helps a lot of veterans. I was informed by the over 3,000 cases that we've done in my office just over the last 5 years. This bill says that when the VA completes an assessment for a disability, a claim, or a back pay issue, and they make a technology mistake, either a calculation error or some sort of computer error, and they overpay a veteran and then suddenly months later ask for the money back, this bill says the Veterans Administration is responsible for repairing that veteran's credit. It asks the VA to write all the credit bureaus and say, this was not the veteran's fault. This is our fault. We stand ready to help this veteran repair their credit. This is a big issue, particularly in overpayments. So let's say a vet has a disability claim or some back pay, and they get a check for $60,000 one month, and the VA writes them a letter a couple of months later and says, oh, no, no, it should have been $48,500. All that untangling of that money and sending money back to the VA is what can be terribly damaging to a family and their credit. So I appreciate working with Mr. Kim on this bill. It passed the House essentially by a voice vote and now goes through the Senate.
What other veterans programs and bills do you see coming up?
Well, there's a big issue going right now, Bob, on an issue that's important to every member of Congress and every family in this country. We lose over 20 vets a day to suicide, and it's heartbreaking. It's emotionally so damaging in our towns and communities around the country. So there's a new effort on some funding and care for preventing veteran suicide. That's being debated in the committee right now. It's bipartisan, but it's not finished yet. John Bozeman's being very helpful on the issue over in the Senate, so I've got my fingers crossed we can get this bill passed.
Well, this is my favorite part of the program, and we talked the Golden Fleece Award, because we really got to make this a nationwide program, Congressman, because you bring to light some things. It's hard to even believe it's true, but it is, unfortunately.
Well, the Golden Fleece is my favorite thing we do. We do it every month, and for 5 years, we've had some real winners out there. This month, we gave it to NASA. NASA, as you know, uses a lot of innovative contractors now to do work, to take research and people to space, like SpaceX, for example, a famous company a lot of people read about. Well, you're not supposed to be on illegal drugs if you work at NASA or if you're a NASA contractor. Don't you think that's a good idea, that if you have a drug-free workplace at NASA? Okay, catch this. That applies to NASA, of course, but it applies to every NASA contractor like SpaceX out there in the West Coast. But instead of them sticking that burden on SpaceX, NASA gave SpaceX $5 million to set up a drug-free workplace program. I can't think of a bigger dumb idea. They're a contractor. They already have a legal obligation not to be smoking weed when they're working for NASA. We sure don't need to be paying them to have an HR program on it. But that's this month's big winner for Golden Fleece.
$5 million. Folks, this is the truth. This is not made up.
You can't make it up, buddy.
Well, let's move on. One thing when I was in D.C., the General Kellogg mentioned to us broadcasters, saying since Donald Trump has become president, North Korea is no longer at a red alert for security, and the safety is, we're a little safer than we were. Is this true?
Well, yes, I think that's a good point that the general makes. Donald Trump had as his first issue was how to change course in American policy towards North Korea. President Obama had told President Trump that would be his most concerning issue. So President Trump disrupted 25 years of approach by trying to talk to Kim and the North Koreans directly, number one. Number two, put on maximum pressure, unlimited sanctions on North Korea directly by the United States and through the United Nations, importantly. And he got China and Russia to agree with him that the North Koreans should end their nuclear weapons program. So Donald Trump has made progress there. The jury is out on whether the grade will be a good one or not. But it's important to recognize that there's not been a nuclear test by the North Koreans since President Trump engaged with them to try to change the conversation.
And then let's talk about China. What's going on with China now?
Well, China and America are locked in a set of trade discussions that have been are well into their third year. President Trump also said that the relationship with China needed to change. It had been going on for about 25 years without any improvement in China's behavior. What I mean by that was China still has a closed market for services and manufacturing coming into China from the United States. It's not as open as it should be. Number two, they have a rampant theft of intellectual property, both high technology, manufacturing, and of course, licensed materials like movies and software. The largest theft of Microsoft software in the world is the People's Republic of China. And so President Trump has been pushing China for changes. We want them to be a great country, a great economic partner, but we want them to conform to world trade rules, and they have not. So President Trump has put tariffs on exports and materials from China to the U.S. It's been a long battle. The meetings are going on as we speak, but I am not certain when we will get a result.
And what do you feel about Russia? How is Russia playing into the world scene now?
Well, Putin's authoritarian regime is probing weakness in Europe and probing weakness in the Caucasus. The Trump administration has pushed back against Russia in a much more aggressive way than the Obama administration. I know you never hear that on television, but it's a fact. We armed the Ukrainians with anti-tank weapons. We bombed Russian air support of Assad in Syria when he used chemical weapons, which, by the way, John Kerry told us the Russians had taken out of Syria. He, Mr. Trump, has moved troops into Poland and troops into the Baltic countries to demonstrate solidarity in the Baltic region against Russian aggression. So President Trump has been strong on that. And he has signed bills to block Russian interference in elections in the United States. So Russia is not to be trusted, but we also have to work with Russia. We can't solve this crisis in Syria without cooperation from Russia. And we can't really have a democratic, successful outcome in Ukraine if we don't have some agreement between the Russians, the Europeans, the Ukrainians on that. So to say that Russia is a bad actor and is always probing weakness, that's true, but we also have to have a dialogue with Russia to solve certain geopolitical challenges in the world.
And anything else you see in the world stage that we need to be watching coming up?
Well, in the most recent news, Bob, we've talked about Northeast Syria and leverage in Syria. I opposed President Trump pulling out the American troops in Northeast Syria and allowing the Turks to invade Northeast Syria without a plan. I don't mind redeployment of American forces for different purposes. That's a perfectly good suggestion that the president made. But you cannot do that without a strategic plan, big picture, on how that impacts Russia, Assad, and Iran. And you can't do it tactically without having a plan of what's going to fill the vacuum when you move U.S., the very, very modest number of U.S. troops. So the president has reconsidered his position, and I think we're in a better position now to have leverage over Assad and Russia in reaching a peace settlement in Syria, and in the meantime, preserve the villages, towns, and restoration of peace really in Northeast Syria, particularly around the oil fields there.
We've been talking with 2nd Congressional District Congressman French Hill here on KFFB's Open Mic. You can find this program at KFFB.com. French, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate the chance to visit with you, and best regards. I look forward to seeing you soon.